from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And the 2-2. Swinging that one is hammered up the alley to deep right center field. It's not coming back. Ohtani leaves the yard on a blast that clears by about six rows to a deep part of the yard.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I really like what a Blue Jays player said to go ahead and just talk about why the season didn't totally work out. So is there one thing you want to pinpoint, whether it's rational or irrational, about why the Rangers season has been a lost cause? So Chris Bassitt, who you're probably familiar with, he said that
he has two S's and two T's.
Gotcha.
He said, I don't want to identify the problems because some of the problems I don't think are fixable. The one thing I will say about the Blue Jays for this year, we put, I think, $700 million into Shohei Ohtani's basket and didn't get him. And we really didn't have a pivot. And so he's like, the second we didn't get Shohei Ohtani, that started to cause problems for our season. I wanted to know, what is the moments most important that you think pivoted this season?
I know the exact moment that the season changed now. And I was talking about it this weekend. I was on the road trip and it started off good. They went to Kansas City and they won 2 out of 3. And we see that Kansas City obviously has improved as the season's yes. gone along. They went to Oakland and they had that doubleheader day. And then they went to Colorado and got swept. And from that moment, the Rangers have never been the same. I believe they're like 22-17 and then got swept and couldn't score to save their lives in Colorado, the easiest place to hit in all of baseball. And I have not gone back and tracked, but I'm pretty sure I need to go back here. And I think from that moment, that we didn't know. At the time, we saw the Rangers get swept in Cincinnati right. in 2023, and we're like, oh no, what happened to this team? And they were able to recover and play pretty good baseball the rest of the way and win the World Series. But from that moment in Colorado, things have gone, like, they never recovered. And I'm not saying they lost all their confidence, but to me, if you're asking, when we keep looking for, hey, is there momentum created here? What about this moment? That moment in Colorado changed everything.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a different moment, but I understand the legitimacy of that. I think it's going to be the moment that you started to see Diamond Sports Group this year default on things or push the court case. And then that kind of threw your, well, we know it's not 110. Now it's going to be closer to 90. Now I don't know what the future holds. I'm going to go with that because I think that's led to a lot of the financial uncertainty on the field. Definitely understand where you're going with that, Mike. Yeah. I'm going to go with all of the uncertainty surrounding Diamond Sports Group.
And real quick, they were 22-17 going into that Colorado series.
Off the field?
Either way.
I'm going to go both here. I'm just telling you, okay. Off the field first, Kevin. When they made Adolis Garcia a terrible offer and he took it and he accepted it and then pouted the rest of the season about it. That's just my thought on that off the field, because he hasn't been the Adolis Garcia we know and love at all.
I don't disagree with you whatsoever. I just don't understand that line of thinking from Adolis. If their concern is, we don't think you're consistent enough, or we don't think you'll be consistent with money, so here's a little money, and his reaction to it is, then I'm going to have a terrible season. I think you're right, but I do think that kind of feeds into the Rangers' thought process of, this is exactly what we thought would happen.
Kevin, you guys had the best ratings of your life. All right, the best ratings you've ever had. You had one full year of the best. We're going to sign you to a one-year deal that's a little bit more money instead of what we think that you deserve.
They gave him a two-year deal worth more money.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to sign you to a one-year deal that's just a little bit more than you're making. Are you happy about that?
No, but I still do my job because I'm a professional.
Or you go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean,
or you take the money and go.
Exactly. I don't think you take the money and then pout the entire time.
April 1st on the field. April 1st was when Josh Young got hit in the wrist. Now, I know that they had some wins and losses after that. And Mike, you're right. The L's stack up at after that Oakland series. You start looking at it. But I think the Josh Young moment, the broken wrist, changed everything because it brought doubt into everybody's mind. And they lacked what he brings. If Adolis wasn't going to bring that on his own,
yeah,
then Josh Young needed to be there to have him hyped up and everything too. And those two just didn't. Josh Young not being there, the clubhouse lacked the energy that was necessary.
From the 972, but Garcia had a great April, and I think that kind of feeds into the Rangers' concerns. Garcia will show out. I'm not quite saying it's the Joey Gallo split, but Adolis Garcia will show out and be like, I can dominate, and then just go into these lengthy, lengthy slumps. And then from the 682, Haim and Tavares regressing. And the thing that I think we're going to learn as we get more and more of these answers, it is unfortunate that there are so many different answers. Although I guess it makes sense. In a season this disappointing,
yeah,
there's so many different answers that all feel like they have a level of viability to them.
Yeah, there's this small thing. I don't think it's a big thing, but Evan Carter was the favorite. When we were in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl, Evan Carter was the favorite to win Rookie of the Year on the Vegas books.
Yep.
And he hit 188, couldn't hit left-handers, and had a back so bad that he only gave you, I don't even know, like a month and a half of the whole season? So that hurt. Wyatt Langford was supposed to be way better than this. Now, I'm not saying that he won't be later in life. You can look at, and I know this is way too high of praise, and he probably won't be. Maybe he ends up having a Bobby Witt path, that Bobby Witt Jr. was not, his rookie year was just okay. His last year, he was pretty good, and now this year, he's one of the five best players in all of baseball. But they didn't give Wyatt Langford this, and he earned it in spring training. I don't want to say give, but they didn't think at this point he'd have 7 home runs and 17 doubles. Like, that was not what they thought he was going to be getting close to the end of the month of August. They thought at this point he'd have 15 to 20 home runs at least, and he would have 25 to 30 doubles, and he doesn't. And that hurts. So your two Rookie of the Year candidates, Wyatt Langford can maybe get hot in the month of September.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And put himself back on the board, but he's not going to finish top three in rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And Evan Carter, obviously, it was as disappointing as can be. And I love Evan Carter. I still have a lot of hope for Evan Carter and a lot of hope for Wyatt Langford. But your two Rookie of the Year candidates that they thought would be contribute tremendously to this offense being a top five offense didn't really contribute much.
Now, to go along with that, I have a bit of audio that I want to play for you, if that's okay. Chris Young was on with the G-Bag Nation yesterday. And one thing I love about Bruce Bochy and Chris Young is I feel like, for the most part, they're honest. I realize there's some things that, like, maybe we have to fudge just a little bit. But let's go to cut number 21. This is Chris Young talking about the standings and how he looks at the last 6 weeks of the season.
You know, I really can't get caught up in it because the standings are the standings. It is what it is. What I want to see us is go out and play winning baseball from here on out. I want us to go play with passion and energy and grit and fight and determination and F you behind them, because this season's been embarrassing for us. This is not what we expected, and I expect our players to be equally as embarrassed as I am about how we've played.
Let's go ahead and stop it right there. Let me stop it right there, because he finishes up, is like, I want to see us fight to the finish line, whatever that means.
Yeah, play every day is just one individual game. Let's win today.
But I wanted to focus in on that particular part that Jerry Jones would no doubt be displeased if Corey asked him about. But Chris Young said, this is not what we expected, and I expect our players to be as equally embarrassed as I am about how we played. That is
Are you embarrassed?
Strong statement right there.
Chris Young says yes, he can admit it.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love Chris Young's answer because he's speaking from his heart. Chris Young isn't a salesman. He wasn't born to be a salesman.
Yeah.
Jerry was born to be a salesman. He wasn't born to be a general manager of a football team. He has, honestly, very little clue on how to do that. So Jerry's always selling. So that's always a tough question. Corey, you asked a legitimate question on how bad they were playing, how bad they were going at that moment. But Jerry doesn't see it as Chris Young. Chris Young's a former player, and he's now a general manager. He sees everything through the lens of being a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry sees everything as being through the lens of a salesman. And you would never, as a salesman, say, I'm embarrassed about my product.
Sure.
You always have to say the product is the greatest product you've ever seen. And so he's always coming from a salesman perspective. He's never coming from a player or general manager's perspective.
That's true.
Okay. He has nothing else to add. And I don't know. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's stick with another question for Chris Young. Cut number 15. How he feels, because a lot of people are pouring in with this. What about the contract? Cut number 15. Chris Young on how he feels about his contract.
Well, as you guys know, I'm not one that likes attention. And so, it just leads to a lot of questions. But beyond that, on the job at hand, I'm focused on getting this team right. I believe in the group we have, and this has been a disappointing season, but I'm focused on what we need to do moving forward and how we make that happen. And the rest of it will fall into place and take care of itself.
Now, do you believe that the rest of it will fall into place and take care of itself?
I think Chris Young has options to do whatever he wants.
I agree.
If it fell through.
Agree.
So I think he's very comfortable going, yeah, I'd, I want to be here. I want to build this as a champion and be here for the next 50 years as whatever and run this thing, you know, make a dynasty out of it. And that's ultimately what we as fans want, build a dynasty. But I think he's very comfortable knowing that he could go be the commissioner if he wanted to of the league.
That's what USA wrote about him 5 years ago. About 2018, 2019, there was an article, could the next commissioner of baseball be Chris Young?
Yeah.
This was obviously before he had any connection with the Texas Rangers and their front office. And I actually spoke to Chris about this, and Chris like, no, that is not happening. And we didn't get into further discussion about it, but he was like, I don't want to talk about it because that ain't happening. First of all, the owners would never hire a former player to be the commissioner of baseball. Like, at no point ever would they ever hire a former player to represent the owners. But that's how high up people thought of him and the things he can do. I think it's, I'm going to spin this a little bit. I think it's good that he's not under contract next year.
Oh.
I think now
Jerry Jones approach.
Ray Davis has to sell to Chris why to stay.
Ooh.
Interesting. Does he have to do the same for Boch? I know Boch still has another year.
Yeah, I think now Boch has another year on his contract, but I think when Bochy and Chris Young and Ray Davis and maybe some other people in the organization sit down for their end of the year discussion, I think now it's like,
this is a bigger topic.
Yeah, it is for, and we're running, but I'm like, I don't know. I think that it's not the worst thing in the world for CY to say,
Sell me on staying. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're paid very handsomenly. And I don't think that matters. I don't think that's the big deal for Chris Young.
I think he can argue, I can get paid this handsomely somewhere else.
He's like 10-plus years in the major leagues.
And I won a World Series for a franchise that never won jack ass.
Some people get that, though, and they're like, well, if I can run a bad team for the next 10 years if I'm paid well. And I don't think he's that guy.
Yeah. Did that answer sound like he's just willing to just, I have no clue what he makes, to be honest. I'm going to guess $3 million. It's all a guess. I have no clue what he makes. He doesn't need $3 million a year if it's going to be a rebuilding project with a very small budget. I don't think he does. Maybe he does. I don't know that well, but Chris might be like, you guys sell me on a 3-year extension. Like, why? Tell me what I'm signing up for 3 more years.
Yeah, because when I signed up originally, it was you wanted a World Series. And you want me to build a World Series contender.
Like, you were tired of rebuilding. It wasn't working at all. Youth was not happening. And so, like,
so do you think this time he'll be like, and let's say we do become a contender or win the World Series. What will you do after that?
Yeah.
Because last time, you're just like,
You can put it on the board for tomorrow if you want, or maybe later in the year. Yeah. The discussion between Ray Davis, Chris Young, and Bruce Bochy coming up. I think we're going to learn a lot. It might be premature to have it as we get into Baseball Nuggets, because I need to know August 25th through August 30th, what are they going to do with the pending free agents on this team?
Somebody said, how's that good for us? And I think it's good because then you at least have a vision for what you're trying to accomplish.
I agree with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.